Parsi?
Yeah.
Parsi?
No.
I don't. Nope.
He better not.
Maybe in the past, back in middle school or something. Not anymore. I'm kind of a Chad.
We're gonna have a camera go inside Jabari's like apartment. He's a shrine to Nicole.
I will burn the entire building down.
Right. You just see him like burning sage and stuff.
No, Deontay comes in a random day. Like, oh, Jabari, so you have an apartment in America. I just came to greet you, say congratulations. And you just see Nicole in my bed. Like, I didn't want you to know this way. Deontay?
I'm not going to lie. I will just stare at you and then turn back and look at her and then stare at you again, stare at her. I would look down, look up at her again, then look up at you, then just look up at the ceiling and say, this must be the day.
Right.
Next thing you know, I just pull out a detonator and press a button. And Evan sees on the news that me, Jabari, and Nicole all die. Nicole all die in a huge wildfire.
Huge wildfire? Burns down Hong Kong.
But that doesn't make any sense. Because then how, that means you put the things all over the apartment in the first place.
Oh, yes.
Can we just make it look like it was a little accident, you know what I mean?
You know what, fine, I won't take out the detonator. I just say, you know what, Jabari, I'm just going to go make something to eat. You know, it's cool, y'all finish whatever you're doing. I'll just go make something to eat, I'll be right back.
You just say, okay, I'll see you in a couple minutes.
No, close the door. You know, Jabari hears all the smoke alarms go off. He's like, what the freak? Him and Pacole, they run out the room.
Knowing Jabari, he would ask this question. Who's cooking barbecue?
Next thing you know, they'll like run out the room, see like the entire apartment in flames, and me just staring at them with a match. I'm sorry it had to come to this.
And then Jabari yells, my Rice Krispie treats.
Nom nom nom.
Right.
You know, I told somebody about how Jabari ate those back in high school. And yeah. They said, did he not eat a lot? I was like, no. He was just joking, I hope. And I was like, but it was just like clockwork. As soon as he would see him with the Rice Krispie treat, he would look at you, he looked at the Rice Krispie treat, bite it, like, nom nom nom.
Right.
I did not do that.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I ate like a normal person.
No, that was not normal. Okay.
Hey, this chicken's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. That steam oven's kind of OP.
What brand is it?
Let me look.
I know it's not Tyson.
It is.
Oh my goodness.
CPF Hong Kong Company Limited.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty cool.
What do you think, Evan? Pretty cool?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
You know what? Why don't we add David to this conversation?
That's quite funny. I thought that was really funny. So because it's so funny, I think I'll go to post another image. So that's three images now.
Okay, I'm done. But thank you for your grace, Sir Bird. Three images is better than four. So thank you, sir.
Yes. Evan, do you have any comment on what Deontay just said?
Yeah, what?
One more time?
Do you have any comment on what Deontay just said?
I thought it was dumb, what he just said. Don't let it happen again.
What did he say? Something tells me you didn't hear what he said.
He said pay Peter during the call.
Oh, okay.
Evan, so you really didn't hear what I said after that?
No, we used to have that.
Oh my goodness. You are not attentive whatsoever.
I'm so sorry, bro. I'm trying to get ready.
Dude, it's in 2 hours. Oh no, an hour and a half now.
Wait, I love you.
What are you going to?
He's going on a date.
Wow.
No, I'm going to this event for Howard. It's called, what's it called? Call the chapter.
What?
Oh, Jabari, Evan made his first friend. He even got her Instagram.
Her? Her?
Yeah.
Let me see.
She has more pictures on there now.
No, send it to me right now.
She has more pictures?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Send it to me right now. I just want to, I just want to look at it just to, you know, make sure Evan's being the right one.
Just a friend, okay?
Yeah, we're just cool. We're just getting to know people. That's all.
Evan, watch Jabari ends up following her.
Right, he's gonna be so horny.
Yeah, Jabari is the biggest horn dog I've ever met, honestly.
That's not true.
Evan, would you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
There was a pause in what Evan said, so because he paused, that's proof that he did truly believe what he said.
You know what, Jabari? I take that back. You're not a horn dog. I should not be speaking false on you. My apologies.
Don't let it happen again, because now it's four images. So,
I would not let it happen again. Thank you for your gracefulness. Four is better than five, Sir Bird. So thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's what my mother always said. Four is always better than five. Because once it's five, I'm just going to post literally everything. So
I will be on my best behavior.
Wait. Did you just say be on your best behavior without a sir?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
I did not finish my sentence. My sentence was not completed. I was taking a pause because I'm taking dishes out the dishwasher. My apologies.
Quite respectable. Quite understandable.
What I was saying was, I will be on my best behavior moving forward, sir. You do not have to worry about any transgressions, iniquities, or anything of the sort happening, sir. Everything will be the way it should be, sir.
That's what I like to hear. You know what? For that response, I'll put it down to three.
Thank you for your gracefulness, Mr. Jabari Bird, sir.
You know, it's what I do.
What did you say, Evan?
I said you guys are insane.
You still haven't sent the Instagram? I'm still looking for this Instagram picture. You still haven't sent it. I don't want to say too much because that might affect my future employment opportunities. So I'm just going to say quiet.
You know, they will literally pull up this podcast episode and play that sentence back and say, so tell us what you really meant.
I'll say, because we had a lot of confidential information. I didn't feel comfortable saying this online, and because he was pressuring me, I decided to make it quick so we can move on. And they'll be like, "Oh, wow! Well, I'm sorry, Jabari." They'll turn on the lights again, unlock the door. You can go on your way. I'm like, oh, thank you.
And then they're going to be like, "But before you go, what is your relationship to this Evan Denson?"
Yeah, I'll say, Why would you like to know?
Answer the question. The longest bead of sweat comes down his forehead.
They're going to be like, answer the question, or we're going to have to resort to something that we didn't have to want to resort to.
So I knew him in high school. We took orchestra together. And
are you two friends still?
You could say we were friends at one point in time.
Are you friends now with Evan?
I keep correspondence with him, as I do with all my high school friends. Sweat starts beating.
Oh, so you guys are friends?
I wouldn't say friends. I would say we are classmates.
This is when the gun starts getting loaded.
And then they're going to say, wrong answer, because Evan's actually our boss. Since you're not his friend, we're going to have to eliminate you. And then they come with a gun off your head.
Right.
Then you hear me say, no. I stand up. Evan, come here now. I see Evan walked out. He has the biggest freaking suit ever.
He has the suit. The way
like, if you see your lawyer have the suit on, you know you're going to jail.
That's the suit that he has.
Right. It's so loose.
You know what's crazy? In real life, Jabari would be like, he would start pulling on Naruto quotes and everything. You better believe it!
You just hear the pluckings of like a Japanese guitar.
Right. Down, 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 down. No, do you hear like a sad flute?
And then I pop up, like out of nowhere, they have the lights turned off. And then I just pop up. Jabari, you're safe with me. I'll pull out my new
You persona. Don't know. You don't even get to finish that sentence before one of the security knock you out.
No, Jabari. Deontay trips and the sword goes right through his leg.
You know what's crazy? If that happened, they would be like, "Oh shit, that was Deontay." Oh, we cannot tell Evan about this. Shit.
I said, did my friend just get hurt?
I'm gonna wake up.
Who's responsible for this?
I'm gonna wake up immediately, pull out my phone, and start texting. They're gonna be sweating profusely. I hope he's not telling the boss. Then they get a phone call. Let Deontay and Jabari go and come to my office right
immediately.
Now.
We start walking. You just hear the most bloody screams you ever heard.
Jabari, I'm gonna like turn to you. Let's hurry up and get out of here. And we're just gonna like start speed walking and running.
Do you see your Evan? No. You come right back here. You come into this office right now. I want to greet my friends after a long time. You see a pocket knife go right into his pants. He's trying to hide it.
I'm gonna say, Evan, I thought we were cool, man.
Oh, we are.
What's the knife for?
Oh, I just had some loose ends to clean up. You know what I mean.
He starts wiping the most congealed blood off of his freaking knife. What, his pants? His white pants, like, so they're staining.
Right, then I'm like, you guys hungry?
I'm going to look at Jabari and just let Jabari speak.
Yeah. Let's go get lunch. Like Mexican food?
Yeah.
Like, sure. I just need to use the restroom, you know. It's been a while.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's been about, you know, 7 hours, The flight here was kind of long.
Hugo, Eustace, can you escort my friends to the bathroom?
Oh, no, we don't need an escort, Evan. Just tell us where it is.
Oh, no, I insist.
You know what? If you insist, then we'll accept.
I go to the bathroom. Can I get a little privacy so I can do my business? Oh, yeah, sure. I close the door, lock it.
Oh, Eustace, make sure that you guard the windows and everything just so no one, like, sneaks up on it for me, okay?
You know what? Actually, go into the stall with them. Make sure that nobody can surprise them.
Deontay, come in with me. Just to you know, I don't like using the restroom alone. So can you come in with me? Deontay comes in. We need to get out.
We need to get out.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, nothing. How is Howard?
Oh, it's pretty great. You know, a lot of things I tend to learn about during my years here. And you guys wouldn't lie to me, right?
No, of course not, Evan.
Evan, I heard Howard's now called just Denson now. I want to hear the story up top.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Jabari.
And then Evan said, like, but that's confidential information, so how do you know that? You must be talking to my enemies.
Right. No, Evan starts doing his little speech about how he did it. He doesn't even think about it. He starts walking back and forth, looking up, all proud.
Like Timmy's dad did. This is me, right? I graduated from evil college.
While he's talking, I get the top of a toilet and slap him in the head with it. Chapter one!
Evan does not budge. He just, like, turns slowly and looks at you. Jabari, you made a mistake.
Oh, my friend.
You know, Deontay, I'm glad that you've been cooperating this whole time. Deontay, you're actually free to go.
Dude, I start talking like Count Dooku.
Jabari tries to use talk no jutsu.
Right.
I think we've been friends for a long time, you know.
Oh, my friend, I wish you were right.
No, Evan's going to be like, Jabari's going to be like, Evan, we were friends for a long time. Evan's going to say,
You remember that conversation about Moonlight, right?
Right.
And I'm like, you can just leave while we have this conversation. I slipped something in your pocket. And make sure you know, just make sure your wallet's there, because, you know, I thought I saw you drop it. Well, I'll see you later, Deontay.
Okay. I walk out. As soon as I walk out, I pull whatever's in my pocket out and start looking at it.
It's a freaking knife with a rat on it. I see you just walk away.
I run back inside, and I see, like...
What is happening?
I see Evan pick up a toilet, like the top of a toilet, like Jabari did to him, and say, I want you to see what it felt like, Jabari. Hopefully you're as durable as I am. And then as Evan picks it up, he's like, so Jabari, one more thing I meant to tell you that happened at Howard. You know how Captain America has the super soldier serum, right? Well, they injected me with something called the Hulk serum. Whenever I get hit and angry and disrespected and Evan starts transforming,
you're right.
I become something else. And it's this, like, huge abomination looking creature, like the actual abomination from Marvel. It looks like the Abomination and Hulk mix. And I quietly close the door and just run full speed down the hallway.
No, I turn into Blue Hulk, like a big ass blueberry.
I'm gonna say, Jabari, run!
No, as you're trying to close the door quietly and run away, Evan's just like, no, I wouldn't do that, are you? So you came back, huh?
I see a big blue arm coming through.
I'm saying, Jabari, Evan, what do you mean?
It's time to smash.
I want you to know Jabari and I are not going down without a fight.
No, no. He says smash like that. He says smash
be.
Just.
You won't, but you're going to be like Iron Man in that one scene. I'm sorry.
No, I just hear Evan do that smash. Smash. He just bursts, like, bursts you open.
I'm going to ragdoll Deontay like Loki.
Wait, why do I get ragdoll? He's the one that hits you.
No, because you're going to be talking the most shit. That's why.
Like, I'm actually not. Evan, I'm not going to lie to you. I will turn into a full-on bitch at that point.
And then, like, no, okay. But then, I'm gonna treat Deontay like Thor then. I'm just going to punch him. But then, like, freaking Jabari.
And then I get back up. I'm going to say, Evan, please let me join you. Jabari's been talking all this shit all these years. It's about time. He learns his lesson.
And then you're saying, while you're saying that, Evan's like, okay, you know what? Let's turn it back to Jabari. Wait, oh, where's Jabari? You just hear footsteps running.
Jabari's just an Iron Man, and then freaking Deontay's going to be Thor.
Now look, Jabari starts running full speed down the hallway. We hear his, like, footsteps, like, Stewie, like, whenever he's running, right?
Right.
And then next thing you know, Evan's like, you know what? And he transforms again and just, like, jumps into the hallway and lands right in front of Jabari.
Right.
He's just, like, towering over Jabari at this point. He's like, Evan, so, you know how in school they told us we need at least 60 minutes of exercise? I noticed you didn't exercise today, so I thought me running would help you get a little bit of movement in.
Well, how kind of you. Here, but, you know what else is important? Lifting weights. Did they ever tell you about that?
Well, as a matter of fact, they did. I just throw a weight at your face. You don't even actually. It just makes the loudest thump.
And well, you know, I miss my session of lifting weights today, and I see one nice dumbbell in front of me.
Oh, you mean this one? Here you go.
And Evan's like, no, and he grabs you by your torso and just starts curling you.
No, you hear him squeak like a rubber ducky.
I'm gonna say, well, Jabari, I'll tell your sisters you were wrong in that argument, and I'll tell your parents that you love them. And
Wait. And then while you're walking away, wait. What about that one text you sent me though? Evan just stops. What text?
Evan, I swear it was nothing.
Right.
Jabari has another doctor text message, and then Evan's like, I meant to tell you guys, when I'm in this state, I don't think sanely.
I'm always angry.
I'm gonna say, Jabari, please, one of us has to live.
Yeah, one of us. You just see me run away.
And then Jabari pushes Deontay. get to me.
And then as soon as like Evan like grabs me and lets you go, I'm going to say, I'm telling my dad. Evan's going to let me go and say, you know what, Mr. Stitch is actually a really cool guy. Deontay, you can go. You're good.
And then I immediately de-transform.
But I'm going to say, but Evan, you remember when you went to Jabari's house and he actually didn't open up the door or come to the door?
Oh, yeah. And I just look at him, I transform right immediately again.
Yeah, I'm like, Evan, but you remember the good times when we were in orchestra
no,
together?
No, I'm just going to say, I'm going to rip you in half now. I'm like, joking, no, I didn't.
No, you know what's funny? If Evan says I'm going to rip you in half now, he's going to sound just like Voldemort did in Goblet of Fire, Jabari. When he was talking to Harry, he said, I'm going to kill you now, Harry.
I need to watch the Harry Potter movies. I have Netflix now.
Okay, Evan, get off the phone.
Huh?
Get off the phone.
Come on, bro.
Dude, out of all these years, Jabari and I consistently talking about Harry Potter, even you chiming in every now and then, and you've never watched them?
I haven't, bro. I'm sorry.
Jabari, what do you think his punishment for his transgression should be?
I'm thinking disembowelment. It's a katana.
Yes, I finally get to use my katana. I fully unsheathed it, and then I accidentally cut my arm.
No, it is futile, and I bring out a lightsaber.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, you bring in one of those Walmart lightsabers. We just look at you in pity.
Just like,
okay, just let him go. Just let him go.
And the next thing you know,
David
shows up. What's wrong with you guys? You guys have changed since we all talked.
We all just look at him and just jump him.
And the next thing you know, Julian jumps in. Hey, that's my brother. Jabari, let him go.
I'm just give him a wedgie. Put his head in the toilet.
No, you just see me go. You know what, Julian? Fine, you've been a good friend. Credits roll.
Oh, but that bastard has to do.
Do. Payment.
Like, yeah, that's exactly what I thought. You guys know better. I'm going to turn to Julian.
Even Julian, it's just like, yeah, just kill him. Oh, Pustin Pagel. Yeah.
Screw him, after what you told me.
Yeah, I was in shock.
Evan, did Jabari tell you about what Pustin Pagel said?
Pustin Pagel?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was around the time that the Black Lives Matter crap, yeah, all that stuff was happening. And, you know, there was a little conversation, just being like, oh, man, this is insane. Like, you know, that blah, blah, blah. You know, the typical conversation that would happen. And Pustin Pagel.
Did he say something that offended you?
Yeah, Pustin Pagel was fully on the side of the cop. And he, you know what, he did? Because I would have been okay with that. You know, I mean, it still would have annoyed me. But, you know, I would have been, you know, I'd just been like, okay, this guy's freaking stupid.
I've known him since middle school. Like, he's conservative.
Yeah. And then what he said? He said the typical race, like, no one ever says the statistic and not be like, for fully racist reasons. He said, well, 12% of the population does 70% of the crime, or whatever that statistic is. And then when he said that, I was just like, okay, well, I guess I'm not talking to that guy ever again. And I haven't really talked to him ever again since then.
Honestly, what? I can't even fault you, Jabari, because, like, one, if he was just using that statistic, but he didn't say what he said, you know, preceding that. I'm like, okay, you know, it is what it is, you know. But Jabari does have a point. Most times, people of that demographic use that statistic is when they're pretty much trying to blame us for
everything.
And then because it was in the same sentence as, like, you know, the whole George Floyd like stuff. It just showed he was using it as an reason to say, like,
the only problem I have when they do that is, like, they try to act like the cop is always innocent, like, they never do anything wrong. Yeah. And I think that approach is wrong because, like, there are some corrupt cops out here, and we have the evidence out there, but, like, their refusal to admit that is the problem, too, know what I mean?
Well, it's because I think because no one's saying, well, I mean, most people, of course, there's the like the loud minority who are saying like, oh, all cops are trash. But no one's saying all cops. They're saying there are certain cops who are like straight up terrible, like they're next level right. terrible, who are like literally just killing people because they can't handle like they can't handle the emotions or they can't handle the drama of it. So they go guns blazing anytime yeah, something goes slightly wrong. No. So
they can't handle the emotional stress of the job,
yeah,
which is their fault.
Mm-hmm. But then they take it as a challenge saying like, oh, well, you're saying like, oh, white people are killing black people because they hate black people. And we're like, no, it's the same yeah. like the people who get pissed about the Black Lives Matter. And they're like, oh, what about all lives? It's like no one's talking about saying all lives don't matter. The whole point is saying that just because it's a black life doesn't mean that you could just kill us just because it's a black person.
Yeah.
Which right. I agree. But they're like, oh, what do you mean? What do you mean? All lives matter. It's like, no one's saying that all lives don't matter. Freaking fools.
Yeah, honestly, my biggest, like, I never, like, came out and, like, was like, oh, black lives this, black lives that, black lives matter, or whatever. You know what I mean? Obviously, I care about black lives, but I also care about, for example, if there's like a black serial killer, don't really care about his life. You know what I mean? But like the average black person, yeah, of course. But at the same time, what pisses me off about the All Lives Matter thing, which I think is what pisses a lot of people off, is that they're literally just like completely disregarding the fact that we're saying our lives matter and we should not be killed willy-nilly just because somebody can't handle an emotional stress trigger or whatever.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? I agree. Deontay, I agree with you 100%.
But
I also want to point out one thing about the Black Lives Matter movement. Like, a lot of people within our community has also had an issue with the Black Lives Matter movement.
It's
like, they've donated, like, there's some people that have donated.
Yeah, but the problem is that they, yeah, but people use that as, like, a, like, because, no, basically, any person who was donating in the first place was a chump. Why are you donating to a committee to say a message that, you know, is obvious? It's like donating to breast cancer awareness. Like, we all know breast cancer is a bad thing. Why are we donating to the awareness of it and not the cure? Yeah. And so it's the same bullcrap. Like, and then because, which is why I hate that whole movement in a way, is that when it was found out that she was, you know, basically scamming, like using this money for her own private reasons, it kind of destroyed the whole movement. Instantly, it destroyed the whole movement. Because now everyone goes, oh, well, you know, the committee, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, it basically, like, it takes away from the main message. So I hate that happened.
When the movement started, it was a great thing. And
yeah.
No one can say that it wasn't.
I love that it brought so much attention to the actual cause.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the problem is, like, it was usurped by corrupt people and, like, too much, like, corrupt money
involved.
Huh?
Nothing. Keep going.
It got corrupt money in there, and then
whoa, I'm not sure I want that in my podcast.
You didn't let me finish.
Evan, how about this? You can still say what you're going to say, just we know what you're, because Jabari has to cut that part out. We know what you're talking about. So just like reiterate it without saying the.
Okay.
Say the.
Huh?
I don't know if that would work. I was gonna say say the.
But Evan, just say them.
Say them.
No, but everyone knows what he means when he says them. Everyone.
Can I say the is community?
Say them.
Okay, just say the community. Just say the community.
Okay, you're not gonna know who I'm talking about.
Well, they don't need it. Like, this viewers don't, only because that can. Look, you want to go into politics and whatnot, you can't say stuff like this publicly. You know what I mean? You have to choose your words carefully and stuff like that.
Right.
So I don't even know how to say it. How would you even say it? Because anytime you say it, that everyone knows who you're talking about. Like, when you say them, when you say they, when you say the community, everyone
thinks you're talking about the alphabet community.
Exactly. So you're asking me to say the community, which they're all going to think, okay.
Oh, wait. Okay. You could say a type of juice. Change your juice every time. Change the name of the juice.
Like,
because, you know.
Juice. Yeah, like, say, orange juice, apple juice, things like that.
Okay, so I'll just say the orange juice community, and you'll know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so the orange juice community got involved with their money, And like they were like, I don't know who, you know, a guy by the name George. He's a corrupt billionaire dude that's kept been getting involved in stuff like that. And he's also
I gotta cut that out. Funny stuff. Huh? Because when you said his name, now everyone knows who the Orange Juice community is.
No, I said George. I didn't say he doesn't speak for all of the Orange Juice community.
But when you he's say him next to the Orange Juice committee, then everyone knows who like who's the Orange Juice committee.
Evan, just keep going. Jabari's just going to cut it out. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. So just so George, he's one of the big corrupt people. Like he's at one of these little corrupt meetings. Like all the you know movers and shakers are that you know mess up our politics, our food industry, all that stuff. Man, he's been found out to be funding.
Actually, Gordon Ramsay messed up our food community, but keep going.
I don't know anything about that, but you could definitely.
No, I'm messing with you.
Oh, okay. Oh, but yeah, but like he messed up like a lot of things within our communities, and he's been found out to be having funding Black Lives Matter and trying, you know, Dan, he's incentivizing them to do bad behavior. Instead of actually doing something right for her.
See, personally, I don't believe that. I just can't. I think her, the person, I think the head of the community, I think the head of, the whoever was the head, she has
all
got
a
hand.
All you have to do is find who the donors, you just gotta follow the money.
I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. Because I think what happened was that this lady had a handle of more money than she should ever have experienced in her lifetime because she created a group that went viral, basically. So she had all this money coming to her at once. So then she was like, oh, well, we're going to need more donors. So then she started hosting these lavish parties to get these donors because that's what happens. Like, that's how you get these donors to come. They only come to these lavish parties. And then she started buying other stuff, saying like, oh, well, I need to look rich too to get these donors. So, you know, I'm just going to buy a car. You know, this is for the business. Oh, I'm going to buy a mansion. This is for the business so we can host these parties. You know, all this stuff where now she's losing vision of the main message.
But you need to, wait, no.
I don't think it was the problem of the donors.
What you're missing is integrity matters. No, integrity matters. So what's the track record of these donors? And what's the track record of these people?
No, donors, the problem is, Evan, that these investors and donors, they invest and donate to anything they'll do.
Not everything.
Look at Nike. For example, look at Nike. Nike sponsors literally everything.
Evan.
I wouldn't say everything.
Evan, Jabari's not saying everything as a literal sense. He's saying like one average.
He just said everything.
But look, for example, you can say men, women are shit, right? But you're not talking about all women. You're talking about a good portion of them, but not all. So you have to know how to discern between.
Well, he should clarify that. He just can't say everything and just expect everyone to understand what he's
saying.
But
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Evan. The only reason, like, I will back that is simply because everybody literally says stuff like that. You make generalities in it. Like, but we use our, or let me not say we, I use my discretion, like, okay, Evan does mean all these types of people, all this, you know what I mean? Like, it happens all the time. Like, yes, you want it clarified for the sake of this conversation, but the reason he didn't clarify it is because it's understood that he doesn't mean everything.
It's not, but the thing is, it's not understood. You're saying it's understood, because from your perspective, I'm saying it's not going to be understood that way.
Quick tangent. When you say, like, because you know how you like how we talk about women, right? When you say women are a certain way, are you talking about all or most?
I said modern. I usually, when I say talk about.
And you say modern, right? Are you saying all modern women?
I say modern.
Are you talking about all modern women?
I was talking about modern, yeah, the modern day, who subscribe to the modern way of thinking.
I know, but here's the thing. Not every woman. But hear me out. Evan, hear me out. Again, I'm not attacking you. I know I have to make that clear. I'm not attacking you, right? But not all women in this modern day and age subscribe to that, because you just said in this day and age, in this modern day and age, women who subscribe to that, not all women in this modern day and age subscribe to that. So it's understood that you're not talking about all women, you're talking about a certain type. It's the same principle of what Jabari just did. I just wanted to clear that up, because we know that investors don't invest into every fucking thing. That's impossible. There's not one person who's a billionaire that's going to invest into everything. That's a given. But it is also a given that when it comes to certain types of charity, not even charity, certain types of organizations or things like that, that there are repeat investors. There are a reoccurring group that invests in certain things. That part is understood because people just know that. Does everybody know that? No, but not everybody's going to know everything. We can't always clarify everything 100% of the time solely because, one, that takes too much. Two, that can devolve the conversation into something else like it is now. You know what I mean? So you have to like use best practice. So Jabari is not saying all investors. That's cleared up now. You don't have to continue down that path. It's clear he's not talking about they invest in every single thing, but he's saying when it comes to charities and organizations such or similar to that of BLM or something in that scope or even in similar scopes, it's going to be recycled money from this very, on average, similar investors, if not the same investors.
What's a better help with situations and when topics like that come up, you should provide examples. Because, like, when you say stuff like that, you can't just get upset when someone challenges you.
But you didn't challenge on the information. You challenged on the wording. So you can't even say that.
And Jabari's not getting upset. Because if he was getting upset, he'd be yelling, like, when he does get upset. Or, like, just ending the podcast. So he's not upset. You can't say he's getting upset about it.
I'm not saying, like, okay, I'm, again, like, when you...
Well,
like,
I don't think this part is even important. Like, this is completely irrelevant. This part is completely irrelevant. This is not even important. The point is that I don't think that these people were the reason why the Black Lives Matter movement corrupted. It is the same people who started it are the people who corrupted it because they don't know how to handle money. These people were broke, random freaking peasants before this, and then a Twitter thing went viral, and then they started getting donations and handling money that they never handled before. This amount of money.
I will agree with that.
Billions of dollars. Worldwide. It was a worldwide thing. They're getting donations from. They don't know how to handle this money.
And I guarantee
they don't know what to do with that type of stuff.
Which they did not get an account, which they should have done. Once, in my personal opinion, once you start accruing over $100,000, you need to get an account to make sure that you can manage it well, or else.
And then I don't think it's that hard to believe that this lady was like, "I'm going to use some of this money because, you know, let's say you are still being paid $20,000 a year, $30,000 a year, whatever her job was." But at the same time, you're getting billions of dollars, or let's say $100 million. It's probably in the billions. Billions of dollars from, you know, from people worldwide, from donators, from Beyonce, all this stuff. You're handling all this money while you're just broke, girl. You're going to go, "Well, you know, I'm going to use some of this money for the business. I'm going to get a mansion to host some of these parties. You know, I got to have the appearance of being rich for these donators to help the message. So, you know, I'm going to use some of this money." And maybe that happens all the time. It could, because I wouldn't be surprised if this happens all the time, these charities. But the issue was, because she was doing a charity for a topical subject, what she does is going to be looked at even harder because they want the Black Lives Matter movement to get messed up. So the moment they saw that she was corrupting, she's out. So she was a fool for that, and she ruined the whole movement for that. I don't think it was the orange juice that did it. It was all because of her.
I will say this. I think it's a mix of her, and I'm not going to like blame the investors specifically, but I will blame, because like the next, what I'm about to blame is not necessarily a person. It's an influence that influenced the main girl, who is to blame. Her actions are to blame for sure, but her getting access to all of that influence, all of this stuff, like, ultimately, all in all, it's her decision making. Because, like, let's say I'm a corrupt person, right, and I give each of you millions of dollars each year to fund whatever organization that you're creating, right? Mm-hmm. Just because I'm funding that doesn't mean you guys are going to use it for corrupt reasons. Even if I'm corrupt, even if I myself are corrupt, however, if you allow that corruption to influence you to corrupt whatever organization you're creating or whatever, then yeah, you're definitely to blame at that point. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, and I agree with that. My whole thing is integrity matters, correct? And we all can agree on that.
But, I mean, right? integrity does. integrity.
Hold on, let me finish. Like, I'm just, can you ask her? Is it yes or no? Integrity matters, right?
Can I speak now? Because I was literally about to say yes, integrity does matter. But then yeah. You cut me off saying let you finish. So, am I allowed to say that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, integrity matters.
Okay. So my whole point is that we just cannot look down at, we just cannot just blame the person for taking corrupt money and then not blame the corruptor at the same time.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense at all.
Because that's
how are you gonna just blame the
okay, Evan, let's say I Evan. Evan, let's say, okay, Evan, let's say I am a drug dealer and I killed 1 billion people and I'm a billionaire. It's all corrupt money. I don't deserve this money. And then I fund the Black Lives Matter movement for tax purposes. So it's not even a good reason. It's just for tax purposes. And they potentially to help my image look better, because that's why a lot of rich people donate, to make their image look better, not because it's a good cause. So I donate to the Black Lives Matter and then the Black Lives Matter corrupt. That has nothing to do with me. I just gave him money.
Yeah, and like my biggest thing is, Evan, like so, there are so many companies that have all, let me ask you this. Is Nissan Motor Company, are they corrupt to you?
What do you mean by
is that a corrupt organization? Because they get their money, like a lot of their funding and a lot of investments is actually from somebody who is corrupt and went into like hiding pretty much for like whatever the fuck he did. He's a corrupt guy, but Nissan Motor Company is not corrupt. People are still buying from that company. They're still purchasing from that company. While that's why I said there's a difference between the corrupt investor and the influence of that on the person taking the action. Because all in all, you can only blame somebody. You can only blame the person whose actions delve into corruption. Yes, some of the investors are corrupt. I will give you that. But we don't know. Like, we can't blame the corruptors corrupted investors.
That's insane to say, though, because, like, if you know something is corrupt, you refuse.
Well, okay, Evan, then can't we change the, can't there be another conversation then?
You don't want justice for that?
But say, Evan, let's say,
you don't want justice for people being corrupt, and you know they're corrupt, and you know these investors are corrupt, and you don't want justice.
But Evan, you're shifting the blame. You're shifting blame away from the person who did it. Like, let's say
I just think it's crazy that, how could you not want justice?
But Evan, I think it's crazy that you're shifting the blame. Even if the blame was because of this dude. Like, he told her, hey, you should buy a mansion. But Evan, let's say this...
The only reason I won't say the corrupted investors are responsible is simply because they did not hold any action that the organization itself can take. Yes, did they fund it? Most certainly. But did she give them executive rights to run it in any capacity?
Exactly.
No, really just received money from them. So am I saying that there's corrupt money involved? Of course. But I'm not going to blame somebody who does not have executive action to control it. That's like saying Barack Obama is corrupt. That's like saying...
And then let's say... And another example, let's even say that what's-her-name was told by the orange juice, all of them, the whole committee. Let's say she was told, hey, you should do what we do. You should use some of this money to buy some of your stuff because you have so much money, no one won't notice. The fact that she listened and got caught, that's her fault. And she wants to be that dumb and listen to that. Like, let's say that did happen. And she listened and got caught. That's all on her. That's not on them. But Evan, you keep forgetting that they don't have any evidence on them. No, but I'm saying the corrupted, again, it's all hearsay. We don't know for sure because there's no valid evidence. If there was evidence, they would be arrested. The only thing we have valid evidence for is that she used the money wrongly.
Then we
don't know
that she got money from them. But here's the thing, Evan, I get what you're saying. And in an ideal world, of course, the corrupted investors would definitely have to be taken down. However, you have to think about it. One, this is not an ideal world. And two, money matters. She ran out of her money. She misused or whatever. She got caught for whatever reason. If the corrupted investors are billionaires and have all this access to money, like you're saying, of course they're not going to get caught. Should they?
No, it's not even that. It's that they know if they were, let's say, if, because I gotta keep using if, because I personally believe that was all her. Huh? I don't know what he just said.
Deontay's getting it. Because, like, yeah, that was my next point, is that all.
No,
yeah,
but that's, like, you're ignoring this whole part. That even though, what's her name? Like, who cares? The person, the people who are corrupted, let's just say, they know how to cover their tracks. So you can't arrest someone unless you're in a totalitarian government. You cannot just arrest someone for no reason, just off of feeling. You have to have evidence. The only person they had evidence on was her. She didn't cover her tracks, so she was dumb.
They can trace the money all they want, but Evan, you also have to think about it. They had to expend resources to get her, right? They would have to expend resources to catch, not, because I guarantee you it's not just like, I mean, there wasn't just one corrupted person. They have to pretty much expend resources to try to nail down a handful of billionaires who have money in a lot of things, who probably help fund the same organization that penned her down. That's the thing. Like, I get what you're saying. Should they be whatever? In an ideal world, of course, I would say yes. But realistically, I don't want the money that I pay taxes or my money that's getting taxed, like, used on a wild goose chase. And then also, they didn't have any executive action to the organization. So let me say this. As far as the BLM, like, corruption is concerned, I blame her and only her. Because, Evan, let me use what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong. She, like, if, because you said if you're presented with money from a corrupted source, you should not take it, right?
Right.
She took it. She's to blame. You have to take the blame. You can't use them as a blame. You can't blame them anymore, because her action was to accept money from a corrupted source. Whether she knew they were corrupted or not, that's neither here nor there. That does not matter. What matters is she accepted the money. She automatically takes the blame. If I give you a gun and you go on a killing spree, you cannot, and like, if I give you a gun legally, because they gave her the funds legally, they didn't illegally give it to her. If I legally give you a gun and you go on a killing spree, I'm not going to go to jail. I'm not going to get blamed, because your action was to misuse it. It's the same principle. She got the money legally. She misused it. So the blame is on her for the BLM case. As far as like funding it, yes, I will say this. They are to blame for funding it. But as far as the actions...
But what do you mean they are the fame blame for funding?
No, Jabari, what I mean
is... What blame is that?
Like, no. What I'm saying, but like, that's why I said that's not even a point to even go down, only because, like, they legally gave her money, so you can't even blame them for that. But all you can say is they gave her money. The fact is, she misused it. She abused that money, and she abused the organization, and she manipulated the masses for her own selfish gain. That is all on her. You cannot blame the investors at all. Because I don't hear you blaming, when I say you, I don't mean you, Evan. That's why I said I don't hear anybody. I don't hear anybody blaming a lot of these organizations when they are funded by corrupt people either. Like a lot of these banks, I don't hear anybody condemning banks unless it's Wells Fargo. But I don't hear many people condemning banks when banks are getting dirty money from other people. You know, because the banks are kind of are misusing it to a certain degree, but they're still serving the basis of their purpose, which is to provide, you know, safety for people's funds, to provide interest on people's funds, provide, you know, all these different services that banks offer. Do they misuse it in some instances? For sure, but they still are giving into that main service that they agreed upon, you know? And even if the banks themselves are corrupt, you don't hear anybody blaming their investors at all. That's what I'm saying. You can't blame the people who gave her corrupt money, because one, it was legal. Even if the money is from corrupted individuals, it was given to her legally. So that automatically shifts blame from them.
And then it wasn't even that she spent it in like sus way. Like, she spent it on personal items.
I just don't like allowing people, criminals, to get away.
But Evan, you're ignoring the fact that she bought her own personal items. It wasn't the orange juice. So how are you, but then how are you keep shifting the blame about these criminals? Ignore.
Wait.
She was the criminal.
Get away with their crime. I just said, Jabari always jumps in.
No. I seriously have a question. Do you not see?
No.
My question, because I'm trying to really understand where you're coming from. Like, I believe I get it. Right? But I'm trying to just like break it down a little bit more. So I get where you're coming from fully, and you probably see where I'm coming from fully. Because I know you get like as far as like she is to blame. I know you are blaming her, but I don't think it's right to blame a corrupted individual if they gave it to her legally. Now, if it was, if there was illegal activity, and we can't even speak on that because there's no evidence of it, if there was illegal activity and as far as her like getting it or securing the money or whatever, then yeah, I can blame them. But there's no evidence of that, so I can't blame, even if they are criminals, I can't blame criminals for legally giving somebody money or contributing money.
But then can't you blame Beyonce? Because Beyonce wasn't Beyonce, all these celebrities also funded Black Lives Matter, like spent a lot of money. Are they also to blame? Because they're the same as the orange juice, who also, so are the black celebrities also now to blame too, because she corrupted in the end? Because if anything, it was the black celebrities she was probably talking to just as much, because they're just as they're just as influential. You know, they're like speaker heads for,
if anything, they're more sadly influential than any of the other billionaires that contributed money.
Yeah, for this particular this particular movement, especially, because you know,
Evan, I will say this.
Let me let you know that I understand what you guys are saying. Like, you know how the saying goes, it's like say you in the car for like say there was a bank robbery, and like you were just in the car, you didn't go in, you didn't rob the bank yourself, but you were associated with the robbers.
Yeah.
And the police end up catching you guys. You're just as guilty as they are because you were with them.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
No. I don't think that's a good example. Because example for that is what Deontay said. Deontay gave them a gun. Like, because they, you know, they went to the gun store. Deontay was the owner of this small town gun store. And legally, they bought the gun. I'm the owner of a car depot or whatever. And they bought the car from me. Evan, you're one of the people who sell bags. you sold them the money bag. And then they robbed the bank right after. How's that our fault? Even if Deontay was secretly a freaking, like, a freaking murderer himself, I was, you know, I was stealing money, I was insider trading, and you were stealing gumdrops from the gun store or whatever, bullcrap. We were all doing illegal stuff on the side. But for that particular crime, that has nothing to do with us.
And Evan, I will say this. Outside of this, them contributing money, I think like whatever other criminal activity they committed, I do think they should go down for that. But as far as Black Lives Matter specifically, I'm talking about like the sole instance, I don't think they should go down for that, for legally giving money. Now, outside of that, if they are like murderers, corruptors, human traffickers or whatever, they should definitely go down. And I'm not saying that they should not go down at all.
Yeah, but even then, like these people, like let's say they were corrupt, because we don't know for sure. Because obviously, if they were, like for sure we knew, they would be arrested. Someone would do a case. Like some lawyer would do a case, because that would be easy money.
Or the only problem I'm having is like you keep on saying they will be arrested, but you gotta understand like people in those type of positions are protected very well.
No, the reason they're protected is because they can cover, they have the money to cover up their tracks. It's not because they can spy.
They're under the same rules as we are.
They are. It's just that they can cover up the tracks.
They don't get the proper justice.
Evan, you're not listening. Like, say Trump. Trump, we know he did this stuff. Like, we think, like, we know unofficially, we know that he did this stuff. But
Trump is innocent to me.
The courts, though, because that's how we run our laws, the courts do not have enough evidence to really arrest him. They can make a court case, but when the case happens, it's just not enough evidence. Like, how can you prove, like, for example, that Trump was in bed with the Russians? You need, like, documents. You need, like, video. But they don't have video. They just have, like, this really strong suspicion that he was. Because they know that he was having meetings with Putin. But they don't know what he said. They don't know, because, you know, presidents have Trump meetings with other world leaders all the time. So these rich people, these rich and powerful, they know how to cover up their tracks. That's probably why they're rich and powerful, because they can cover it up so easily. So there's no, like...
I truly think we all, like, are agreeing with each other in certain aspects. I think the difference, I really think, like, the difference of it is the fact of, I don't want to say who's to blame, but who's to blame in this instance? Like, because I think Evan's point is... like through and through, and Evan, correct me if I'm wrong, they should definitely be like go down, which I agree with you. I'm not talking about this instance, but overall, they should definitely go down. But Jabari and I are talking about specifically in this instance. We're not saying that they're not bad people, but overall, they're not bad people overall. But in this instance, they gave their money in a legal way. She had like all these funding sites set up,
and they just like gave her money, right? Now you said that, you know, they were able to trace the money. If they were able to trace the money back to them, that's great, right? And that is dirty money.
But I don't get it. I don't get what this tracing has to do with anything, though.
Jabari, let me finish, because you're going to see what I'm saying. You're going to agree with me. But it doesn't matter if the money is dirty, if it was given in a clean way, if that makes sense, because there's dirty money circulated all the time, like literally all the time. But you can't blame everybody just for. You can't blame the fact. How do I say it? You just can't blame them in this instance. Like, that's all in all. In this instance, you cannot blame them at all. If, like, whatever criminal activity done outside of this, and if that comes to light, yeah, they're definitely going to get taken down, and they should get taken down. But in this BLM instance, the only person to blame, in my opinion, is her. Because at the end of the day, it's her actions. Because let's say Jabari got the money, or you got the money, or I got the money, right? We created the organization instead. Even if they gave us the money, Evan, it sounds like you would have given it back. I would have kept it if it truly would have served the purpose of the organization I created, right? So if
I don't think Evan would have given it back, depending on how big that organization was getting, because it was huge. That was a global huge pop. So if you got this billionaire saying, "Well, I'll give you $500 billion for this organization," you don't care. You're like, "Okay, sure."
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it truly serves the purpose of the organization you're creating, I don't think anybody would give it back because. You took dirty money, quote unquote dirty money, but it's serving a good purpose. What really matters at the end of the day is the action taken by the individual who actually.
Yeah, because like, let's say for example, you have a feeling I'm a bank robber. You don't know for sure because there's no really like big evidence. There's hearsay, but you think I'm a big robber, and you know there was a bank robbery last week too, so you think. But then let's say you're down on your luck. You know, rent's coming soon. Your car loan's coming soon. You got to eat, but you're broke. And I come in, I'm like, hey, I'll give you $30,000. You know, I hope bad for you. You're going to take that money. And then let's say you take that money. And then instantly Deontay spends $30,000 on the biggest freaking bazooka and just blows up a house.
Hole in your bed, I will.
Then it's Deontay who gets freaking arrested, not me. I have nothing to do with that.
Okay, so I gotta run. I'm gonna talk to you guys a bit
later. Oh, true.
You got the events?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Have fun, man. Hey, take pictures and let me know how it goes.
All right, I will.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and send me that Instagram. You still haven't done it.
Oh, yeah. Send Jabari the Instagram of that girl, too.
Okay.
All right. Okay, see you. Wow, for the first time, we didn't have a podcast that ended in anger and unfriending. Amazing.
Yeah, I honestly like I was saying, I think we all agree with each other, just we're hitting on different points. And like, I get where Evan's coming from, but like I said, in this instance,
but I think the focus that Evan's doing is ruining the, like, it's the same thing that the focus on the Black Lives Matter movement on her arrest ruins the movement. I think the focus on these quote-unquote corrupt billionaires ruin the fact that she messed up the whole movement. It was her who did it.
Yeah, no, and I agree with that wholeheartedly, simply because, like I was saying, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It does kind of matter where you get money from, depending on what's really going on. But if she would have used the money the right way, nobody would have ever brought up the corruption. Now, the conservative Republicans, they would have, because they just don't want Black people to thrive. But
see, that's what I think was the real thing that happened. I think she was probably doing the stuff that everyone else does in these charitable organizations. She was probably using a little bit of the money for herself because it probably wouldn't make a blip. Like, her buying a $300,000 home probably wouldn't make a blip in a billion-dollar organization. But she was stupid because she should have known, even though this is still bad, but I'm just saying, for someone who's going to break the law like that, you should have known that this organization is like the top enemy of these Republican donors and Republican politicians, Republican people in general. So she should have known she was going to get caught instantly. Oh, because they're always looking for something to, you know, kind of ruin it. And they found it. They found the perfect thing, that she wasn't using the money right.
Yeah, and like I was saying, if we, like, I, anyone, like any three of us got the money, and like, we use it for its intended purpose, like, nobody would be saying, oh, we got to blame the people who invested the money solely because the purpose was fulfilled. You know,
exactly. Like, let's say she spent all her money from the orange juice. She, like, if she used it right, like, let's say that.
I was nervous when that was first brought up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, but even if she.
Oh, I'm sorry, you were speaking. You can go.
No, I was just saying that even if she spent all her money the right way, like let's say that organization was spending it completely as they should, no one would be even talking about that dude or the other donors. They'd just be like, oh, wow, this is a good organization. They probably would look at them preferably because they're like, oh, they donate to a good organization. Look at them now.
Yeah.
Like he would probably.
There would have been a very small minority actually paying attention to how and where the money went. If it was used the way it was intended to be used.
But then even if that small minority like looked at it and like, oh wow, they were funded by this person, then they're like, oh well,
mainstream traction.
Because yeah, because and then even the guy could have said like, well, I thought this was a good movement and I you know, it's the right thing to do, and then all of a sudden everyone would like him. They'd be like, yeah. Wow, he's a defender of our people.
That was actually a very interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's how all of them should go.
Yeah. And what's crazy is how freaking, like, it changed. Like, what was our topic in the first place? I forgot.
I was having you tell them about Huston Bagel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, I'm going to have to cut this off short. My stomach is bubbling bad. I gotta end this podcast. I gotta end this podcast right now. Okay, I'm ending it right now.